Thank you tonight for your word. We thank you again, Father, that you desire to feed us. Help us not just to take this as another meeting, another word, but the word for today, for this week, that we feed off. For this we ask now, in Jesus' name. Well, today I'm calling our teaching, Our Faith to Persevere. Our faith to persevere, or a faith that perseveres. And this is very important for us as overcomers. And I'm going to look at Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10. Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. I'm recording this tonight. Our faith to persevere. And it says in verse 10, because you have kept my command to persevere, I also you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Here we have a reminder in the book of Revelation that our faith is to cause us to persevere, and the reason being is because judgment, as we're shown here, is coming on the whole world. We need to note the wording. So there is a last day warning to the overcomers, and that's why tonight I'm calling this Our Faith to Persevere. Now, perseverance means more than simply just endurance. It does speak a bit more than just that. It's more than simply holding on to the end. All of that we know is important. We know we're to endure to the end. He that endures to the end shall be saved. But it's also saying a bit more here with regard to persevere. Because we get the idea that we are in the hands of Almighty God that's molding us. The idea of persevering here is that we persevere because we're in the hands of God. And God is the potter and we are the clay. Or another analogy is, it's like an archer who is stretching the bow until we can't, in a sense, take any more. And this is what he does. He's like the archer, and he's stretching and stretching and stretching and stretching till we can't take any more. And he will stretch to the point until he has worked out and served his purpose in the sight of the object that he's aiming for. And then suddenly, in that trial where you are persevering, he suddenly lets go. And the arrow hits bullseye. God never misses. And that was the purpose, why you were to persevere. God doesn't show us straight away, but we're to persevere, we're to stay there because we're in the Master's hands and he has got a target and he is going to aim for that target, and it's always for us to overcome, to be delivered, to come through, so that his name is glorified and that we are blessed as well. That's why we stay in with this. That is what the deeper life in the Spirit, the walk, is about. So this idea of persevering is that God has a purpose in sight. And when he has stretched and stretched to the limit, sometimes we think, I can't take anymore, I'm going to come apart. But God knows how far to let it go, and then, wham, he lets go. Bullseye. Every time. We're all in need of perseverance right now. In what we're going through, our everyday walk, and the trials and everything that we face each day, we are in need of perseverance. And that is why our faith is also given to us as a gift in which to persevere. There are times when we feel just like giving up. We can't go on. But our faith will believe and hold on and persevere in this walk, in the trials and the experiences that everything God has for us. I know that's no new revelation, but we do need to be reminded at times with regard to this. And we have to let God's hands deal with this. Whatever we're going through, whatever he's working out in our lives, we have to let his hands, as that potter, deal with what he's doing. And so often we want to meddle or just be in control. And we're actually hindering the mighty hand of God working in our lives. This is why we're shown with regard to the deeper life, the principle is it's that absence of resistance. It's simply yielding over as the Spirit leads, as he works, and not fighting and resisting. Because that hinders our faith to persevere. And so often we will meddle in God's workings. We want to be in control. We want to know what the end result is. We want to work out how God is going to do it, or when he's going to do it, or whatever it will be. Friends, you have to leave it. Whatever the situation, whatever it is looking like, no matter how loud it's staring at you or shouting at you, you have to leave it with God and just simply persevere and take it each day, and God will bring us through that day. God has not saved us to work out our trials. God has not saved us to be in control of our trials. The whole idea of salvation, the whole idea of faith is leaning upon the one who has overcome. And let him do it. It is not your job. It is not your responsibility. It's not what he has saved us for. But of course, you so often when the enemy is growling and that's all he can do, he just goes around like that roaring lion, we somehow still hear those sounds and we let that fear begin to build up, and what if and so forth, well I'd better do this or this, you know, I'll try this, and it doesn't work. You find you come back to just believing God. And how often have we tried to do things for God and it's been nothing but a waste of time? What a waste of time. What a waste of energy. Or what a waste of money. Or whatever it is. You're right back to the beginning. And this time you've got to get it right. Well, you see, we're not going to find that's going to happen so much now. Because we're learning. We're learning to simply persevere. Just to stay where you are. And God will open up the way. If you've got a huge mountain in front of you that just seems impossible, persevere, stay with it, walk with him in relationship, and he will pave a way through in that right time and way. We all of us have mountains in our lives. We all of us have areas where God is working and perfecting us, and he's trying to use those mountains to get our eyes off them so that we look to Jesus and none other. That's really what those mountains are for. So you can now say, right, I have mountains in my life, but those mountains are there so that I look to Jesus. That's their aim. That's their purpose. And I'm going to let those mountains do that. And they will. Isn't that wonderful? Only God can do that, because he's a miracle-working God. And that's why he's given us a faith that will persevere whatever the trial is. But you've got to let go. You've got to let go of any trial that comes along. Don't try and work it out. Don't try and work out, well, when will God manifest this? Or when will he vindicate me? Or when will he deal with this persecution or these lies that are being said? When will he do it? Forget it. Leave it with God. It is not your responsibility. All the while you're concerned about when is he going to do it, you are held in bondage. You're held in fear. You're held in unbelief. You're held in turmoil, anxiety, and all those things of which God is trying to deliver us from. And praise God, we're beginning to get it. Let us say, as even as Job said in Job 13, verse 15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Whatever the situation, and even if he slay me, I will still trust him. In other words, I will still persevere. I will still stay with it. Why? Because there's nowhere else to go. And we can't go back. Because there's nothing to go back to. We've all experienced and come out of it. So we persevere, we stay in. And this was ultimately what God was getting Job to. He was getting into that place to do what? As the book of Job closes, God doubly blessed him. Even though he lost a lot. But God gave back in double blessing. And that's why the overcomers, the deeper life, the first fruits, are destined for a double blessing in the last days. That's why we're destined for the throne. Because that's the double blessing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, we mustn't limit our faith to self and my circumstances, but a faith that goes beyond me. And this is what God is ultimately working. I know we've heard that before. But our faith that he's working in and through us is a faith, which is a faith that perseveres, that is going beyond self, beyond circumstances, beyond me, my wants, my need. He's working a faith that's moving beyond all of that. And that is why we have to let go of all those things that will still try to minister to me, to self. That's what he's ultimately getting. He's getting us to let go of all of that, because he's showing us he will provide all our needs. He will pay all our bills. He will give us just the desires of our heart. We don't have to concern ourselves with any of those things. And that is what he's working with our faith. And we're getting that as we persevere, as we stay with this. It's a faith that's moving beyond me itself. In other words, stop looking at the mountains, those obstacles that so often we look to. Or we get that next bill come through and think, how is that ever going to be paid? Well, we've got to pay other bills at the end of the month, and now they want this one as well. Praise God, you look to him. You lift it to him and say, thank you, Father. You provide in Jesus' name, and get on and get on with your life walking with him. And he will do it. He will do it, and you will see those mountains. Suddenly you think, gosh, where's that mountain gone? It was there a few days ago. Cool, it was a big one. It was impossible. It's gone. Praise God. That's what he does. Those mountains can be anything. Those mountains can be all sorts of things. Obstacles in our lives. Areas that we're still overcoming. Whatever it would be. But we still want to know what he's doing, or try to understand. And those that persevere by faith will learn, don't even try and understand. Don't even try to find out what it's about. God will tell you. How often have we asked God, Lord, what's this about? Please show me, or whatever it is. And how often have we found that he doesn't say a thing? And after a week, you're no nearer to knowing what it is than when you asked him. There's a reason for that. Because you're to persevere. Just trust me. If I want you to know, I will tell you. Otherwise, just enjoy my presence, walk with me in covenant, and take it day at a time. God is even bringing rest to the areas of knowledge and understanding that we all want to grasp for. We've all been trained in and educated in. You know, we're to be like sponges to soak up knowledge and all those sort of things. Well, it all depends what knowledge we're soaking up. Certainly in knowledge of the Word of God, there's nothing wrong with that. But God doesn't want us soaking up those things of the world that are all passing away. Yet we do. This is the problem. We do. We still want to know, and so on. But you see, it's disaster if we don't rest by faith, and especially in his love. And it's going to be. If you don't learn this, it's ultimately going to be disaster. Instead of this walk being a blessing, which it's to be, it's anything but. It's a disaster. And we've seen some where it's gone wrong, because they refuse to yield over to the Holy Spirit and his way, because the ultimate goal is to obey. Obedience is going to bring that blessing. When blessings are withheld in our lives, it is an indication we're refusing to obey. We are resisting. We're allowing our own emotions and frustrations to get in the way. And I know sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes, you know, we just find that it appears as though God is really hard, or he wants too much from me. Or, why does this keep happening to me, but it doesn't happen to others, or what it would be? It's very easy, and the devil can become very vocal. But leave it. Just say, Lord, I don't understand, but I know our love will never separate us. That's the whole point. Because every work that God does, everything that he is doing, is ultimately because he loves us. This gospel is a love gospel. And if the end result doesn't work in love, then it is not of God. Our faith to persevere The result is love. Because a love achieves everything. There is no limit to love. Love will believe where there is no love. Love will love the unlovable. Love will go that extra mile. Love will believe the best, hope for the best, pray, intercede, and won't take no for an answer, and so on. They're the end results of what God is doing ultimately with us. You know, he's working on us where we are to be completely thrown on him. In other words, it's complete abandonment. Everything that God is working in each of us is that we may be totally abandoned on him, completely, no matter how small or how great. Everything that I say, everything that I do, everything that I touch, everywhere I go, everything I say, everything, I'm completely abandoned to him. I totally draw my life, my strength, my being from him. Without him, I can do nothing. That is it. That's what he's working. And that's why, brothers and sisters, we are to persevere and stay with us. Because the more we're abandoned to him, the more we rely on him, the more we're going to love him and experience that love that he has for us. You know, God ventured his all in Jesus to save us. And we do likewise and abandon all in him. God did it all in Jesus. We do it all in him. It is that same devotion, that same heart, that same commitment. And I know at times there are things that come up where we just say, I don't know that I can love God to that extent. He seems to consume me. He seems to want my all and everything. Well, at times we need to be honest with him and tell him these things. But God will ultimately work those godly affections. If God says this, then say, well, okay, I don't know where I'm standing at the moment with him, but I've heard what he said, and I know he's God, and he will work that within me in my heart. How he does that, I don't know, but I know that he will. He will work a love and commitment in me that I will know nothing can break that or separate that. He's working that. And if you're still not sure about that yet, then stay with it, persevere, because you will know. You will know these godly affections that he places within us if you stay with it. Even though you may feel at times you're divided. You may feel at times, well, you know, the world just seems to have so much to offer and I'm just not sure. Sometimes we're tried in the faith, aren't we? We're tested. But the whole point is, throw yourself on him. Just throw yourself when you're going through a trial or when you're going through a temptation. Just say, Father, I don't understand this. I don't understand what's going on. It seems to be drawing me under, but I throw myself on you and you will preserve and hold me and keep me. Which he does. Which is what any loving parent will do with their child. You know, there are areas in our lives where that faith is not worked in us yet. And we've just got to face that. We still are in a walk. We are still growing and maturing in the faith. But we have to accept the fact that there are still areas of faith that God has not yet worked in us. But he will. And that's why he goes so deep. That's why he uncovers everything in our lives. And the reason he uncovers everything is so that we have a faith that works. That's all it is. But we've got to accept the fact that we've still areas of faith that don't work yet. And this is why it was so wrong in the past when the pressures were put upon one. You'd been in the walk 6 months, 9 months. You should be in faith now. It's a whole lifetime and walk. Look how long it took Abraham and all the saints and so on. Thank God the Holy Spirit never puts those ungodly pressures on us. And yet he's so gentle, patient, merciful. Yes, there are times he will chasten us when we know better. But the fact remains is that we have areas where faith is not working yet in us. That why are they not working? Because there are places still untouched by the life of God through the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Godhead that dwells in each one of us, there's still some areas in your life, my life, that still has not yet been touched by him. But persevere, stay with it, and it will. How do we know? Because he's changing these hearts of stone to hearts of flesh. He's melting them. So when you find you're battling, or there's still areas of unbelief, praise God, there's still areas you haven't touched me yet, but you will. And when he touches us, you are never, ever the same. Believe me. And how he wants to touch us. And so as we walk faithfully with him each day, just looking to him, doing what he's showing us, this causes him to touch us, to be changed. The same as when Jesus touched the lame, the sick, the blind, the dead, they were never the same because they were raised up. They were made whole. They were restored. And the mighty hand of God is doing exactly the same to each one of us. And then you're in that place and you believe. And there's the rest by faith that he promises. And he's going to do the same for each one of us if we persevere and we hold on in this. What did Jesus pray for us? I know we've looked at this many times, but in John 17, his priestly prayer, in John 17 and verse 3, and he said this, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." What does it mean then? That they may know God. They may be touched by him. They may experience him. They may not just have a knowledge that comes just by theology, but that knowledge and understanding comes because they're touched by him and changed by him. Look what Jesus prayed. And God is answering that prayer. I can assure you. He's answering that prayer over each one of us. And the saints who are listening to this message tonight. And it will be answered. And all he asks of you is to persevere. And stay with it. It's interesting that the idea of eternal life, as it says here in verse 3, is a life that can face anything. Anything, whatever is thrown at us, or whatever we go through. Why? Because we're being touched by God. In other words, he's bringing us to an unwavering faith. That is what Jesus was praying there in verse 3. That's the idea of this. We're being trained at this time to constantly see him. We're being worked upon. We're being touched. We're being changed every moment, every second. He's removing obstacles to our faith so that we set our love, our affection on Him. We're being worked on so that we see His glory. We see His glory in everything. You're going to see more and more of His glory as you are moving closer to Him in what you say, what you do, where you go, how He leads and guides you. We're going to see more of His power working in and through us. It's all, of course, potentially there. He just has to remove the obstacles in us. And above all, that we might experience that love that can never separate us from the love of God. That is how Jesus walked. He knew, even when going to that cross, that the love He had for His Father and the Father had for Him would never, ever be broken. And that is why He went to the cross and knew that the love would never separate Him from the Father. This is why these people that speak about that He had to go into hell and then be raised up the third day, they know nothing about the love of God. Because that love can never separate. It can never separate. And that is the whole point. And that is what He's ultimately working in each one of us. So that we persevere, we go through the trials, the tests every day, knowing by faith, nothing separates me from the love of God. That is an experience. That is a reality. It is not just mere theology. And Jesus prayed that in verse 3 that we've just read there in that priestly prayer. I tell you, you should read that very quite often. Verse 17 of John. It's a huge encouragement what Jesus was praying there. Well, our faith to persevere. And we need this, brothers and sisters, because He shows us this back in Revelation 3 verse 10 in the end times when the great tribulation comes upon the earth. Will they persevere then in those days? Jesus said in Luke 18, when I return, shall I find faith or faithfulness on the earth? It's always a question. But the point is He going to find it in us? Is He going to find it in full gospel assembly? Are we going to be faithful and persevere as the day is approaching? The day of the Lord is approaching. We are close to midnight. We are seeing a rapid falling away now in every form, in every way. We are seeing now people, their nature, their conscience. We're seeing a searing taking place. We're seeing reprobate minds now. We're seeing not to, but we're seeing families, generations, it's nations, it's governments, it's people in high places, everything. We are seeing a generation coming forth now that is quite so different from what has been of the past. And I know people say, oh, that's been said for centuries and whatever it is. Not like this. Not on the scale that it is. This is why we can't be a part of it. We can't listen to it. We need to be careful what we put our ears to and so on. So that we are in contact, in commune with God, His Word, in fellowship, looking to Him, just seeking Him day by day as He brings us through this sin and this den of iniquity. I don't know how God can bring forth out of this last generation a holy people purified unto Himself, but He says He will. If I look at it in the natural, it's absolutely impossible. But I'm reminded of Abraham, as I bring it to a close now, where he interceded for Lot and his family. Again, a type. Jesus said that's like it would be in the last days. What did he do? He interceded, he talked with God, You know the story. And God said, if it's just four souls, I'll save them. And God did. God did. He pulled them away. He pulled them out of the fire virtually. Because God annihilated that. Those cities were burnt up like an atomic bomb going off. Incinerated in seconds. And that's how he's going to visit in the end times again. By fire. By judgment. And someone, somewhere, interceded for you and I. God has had his Abrahams over the centuries, believing, holding on, interceding. And that is why we're here today. This is why our eyes and ears are open by the Holy Spirit, that we can appreciate God, and that we too likewise can start to pray and intercede for our families, our loved ones, our neighbours, those that God places on our heart. We can pray for them so that, like Abraham, he believed God will pull them away, even if it's at the last minute before the fire falls. Hallelujah. This is why we're having a faith that's being worked to persevere. Whatever the situation, no matter how bad it looks, whatever the trial, we stay in there. Why? Because it is the love of God that supports and holds us. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word of encouragement and exhortation tonight. Lord, we thank you that you have it so under control. We think at times you have left, or you're not hearing, or we have gone over the mark, that you're ever there faithful, working with us, both to will do for your good pleasure. And Lord, we thank you that we look to you and wait on you as you touch us in areas. And through that mighty touch, you not only deliver and heal us, but we're in that place to believe and to have that faith, a faith that will persevere, that will believe to the end. Lord, keep our hearts and minds looking to the kingdom, looking away from those things that will try to draw us away, to deceive us. We look to the great shepherd, the one who leads and guides us day by day. And Father, I thank you again for placing it in our hearts that we should come together in fellowship, and my brothers and sisters also online. Lord, we thank you for this word. We thank you, Lord, for the fruit that will come as a result of this word, and the faith that will come as a result of this word. Lord, help us to have exhortation in our hearts every time we come together, every time we come to listen to the word, an expectancy, believing, looking for great things. Help us, Lord, not to limit you in this hour. Whatever limitations we placed, Father, have mercy and please remove them. And so I pray you'll be with us all, bless us, preserve us, and keep us till we assemble again, because we ask this now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Till it finds fulfillment in the eye. has washed us in his blood. As the river ever flowing rushes onward, ever growing, till it finds fulfillment in the arms of the sea. So I worship and adore you, lay my whole life down before you, and cradled in the love of Jesus, I'll find security. And Jesus is the one, brighter by far than any sun. Who overcame the enemy, who fought and won the victory. Washed us in his word.